Honourable Deputy Speaker, recently the Britain's Reform Party deputy leader did not just threaten the Good Friday Agreement, he threatened the democratic mandate of the people of the north of Ireland. How dare he? But this comes as no surprise. Time and again, British political parties have shown complete and utter disregard for the democratic will of the people. We live every day with the consequences of the last time they ignored us during the Brexit negotiations. The North did not get a fleeting chance. So when the Tories talk about dragging Britain out of the European Convention on Human Rights, they think that means the automatic right to drag the North with them. And now Reform's Richard Tice goes even further, openly declaring his willingness to oppose such a change in the full knowledge of it being against the wishes of Irish nationalists. Let me be crystal clear. Any attempt by any British party to use the Good Friday Agreement as a bargaining chip will not fly, nor will threats that indulge a minority section of political unionism whilst holding the majority of our citizens to ransom. The truth is this. Irish interests have never been served in Westminster, and they never will be. That is why more and more people are looking to the real alternative, Irish reunification. An alternative that can grow the economy, protect our health service, guarantee rights, and restore us automatically to the European Union. So let me send a message straight back across the water to those who dismiss our voices, who gamble with our rights, who ignore our mandate. Hear this loud and clear. The Good Friday Agreement will not be undermined. The principle of consent is not up for negotiation, and the constitutional future of the North will be decided only by the people who live on this island. The people here will have their say. Their voice will be heard. That time is imminent.